Welcome to the Sound Ideas Podcast, sponsored by who else but Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. But now, let's get on with the show.
Hi, this is Mark Jensen for Sound Ideas with podcast number 5, Hanna-Barbera Hall of Sound Effects Fame. In volume number 4 of the Sound Ideas podcast of sound effects and music, we looked at the beginnings of the Hanna-Barbera animation dynasty and the creation of the Hanna-Barbera Sound Effects Library. To recap, it all started when William Hanna and Joseph Barbera began their partnership at the MGM Animation Studio in 1939, where they worked until the studio closed in 1957. They took with them a total of 8 Oscars, the Tom and Jerry cartoon franchise, a great team of animators, and the bare bones of a sound effects library. The Hanna-Barbera sound effects team immediately began expanding their collection and adding more sounds to their library. They knew that in the new television world of limited animation, sound effects were going to be a key component in their success, especially since their major cartoon series, like the Flintstones, were going head-to-head in prime time against quiz shows, sitcoms, and television dramas. In the long history of the Hanna-Barbera sound effects library, there have been many terrific sound effects used for great comic effect, but there are a few that stand out as having a familiar ring, the unmistakable quality of having been used for a particular character or a bit of business. We are proud to present the 10 quintessential effects in the Hanna-Barbera Hall of Fame, as chosen by longtime Hanna-Barbera editor Paul Douglas. Play along and see if you recognize these cartoon classic sounds. Let's take them one at a time and see how you did. Hall of Fame inductee number 1. From those cat and mouse classics, Jerry the Mouse was forever pulling the whiskers of Tom the Cat. Number 2. Quick Draw McGraw's alter ego, the heroic El Kabung, has only his guitar as a weapon. He doesn't play it, he hits people with it. An unmistakable sound that adds new meaning to striking a chord. Number 3. When Yogi gets bumped on the head, he's usually in the middle of feeding his empty stomach, hence the hollow clonking sound. Number 4. George Jetson turns into a teenage idol. When you hear it, you understand. Number 5. This is a sound with feeling. When Muttley's powerful jaws clampetto Dick Dastardly's soft posterior, few who hear it can forget it. Hall of Fame inductee number 6. The sound effects editor for the Flintstones really had to stretch for this one. What else would it sound like when Gazoo, the outer space pixie, appears out of nowhere? Number 7. Barney's big head take. When a person does a take, it doesn't really make a sound in the normal physical world, but in the cartoon Stone Age world of Barney Rubble and the Flintstones, it sounded exactly like this. Number 8. It's well known that Fred Flintstone has a hard head, but the effects man must determine just how hard. Rock? Granite? Marble? Hard, but too dull. The ringing sound of solid iron does just the trick. Number 9. The Fred Flintstone Scramble. All cartoon heck breaks loose when Fred rushes around in a panic. And finally, the Hanna-Barbera Hall of Fame inductee number 10. Fred drops the ball. When Fred Flintstone bowls, there's no telling where the ball will go, but most likely it'll land on his foot, providing this classic crash from the Stone Age. Happily, these classic sounds and many more have been saved for posterity. Sound Ideas was commissioned by Fred Siebert, the last president of the Hanna-Barbera studio, to release a 4-CD set named the Hanna-Barbera Sound Effects Library. This collection features almost all of the original Hanna-Barbera sound effects used from 1957 to 1992, including these Hall of Fame sounds. To add to your listening pleasure, here is the Hanna-Barbera Sound Effects Library audio demo, complete with Fred Flintstone and an entertaining selection of more of the sound effects that made Hanna-Barbera great.
Yabba jabba doo, it's sound effects time. Hello, sound lovers. It's your old pal, Fred Flintstone, here to introduce you to the new Hanna-Barbera Sound Effects Library, distributed exclusively by Sound Ideas. Sound Ideas is the world's leading producer of sound effects, and Hanna-Barbera is the king of cartoons for TV. Together, they make quite a team. This brand new collection includes more than 2,200 effects, and they're all on 4 jam-packed compact discs for easy use. Some of these effects date back to the Stone Age. Well, as far back as the 1930s anyway. But the sound quality is anything but prehistoric. Each track has been lovingly cleaned up with the latest in noise reduction techniques and digitally remastered for the purest sound. But nothing has been recreated. This is the genuine article. The actual sounds you've heard in hundreds and hundreds of great Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Plus, it includes a special booklet featuring Hanna-Barbera's greatest hits. Along with fascinating behind-the-scenes information and historic interviews with my bosses, Bill Hanna and Joe Barbera. It's the new Hanna-Barbera Sound Effects Library, exclusively distributed by Sound Ideas. Never before has such a comprehensive collection been assembled, and they've never sounded better. This is the best collection of cartoon effects in the whole world. Well, my name's not Fred Flintstone. Yabba-dabba-dee.
This podcast was brought to you by Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.